Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verses, Ephesians 1, 19 and 20.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verses are Ephesians 1, 19 to 20. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Often when I speak to groups and organizations on living in the victory of Christ, I love to spend time in Ephesians chapter 1. I love to remind us all of the power that is available to us because of our relationship with Jesus Christ. I would love to come speak to your group. Visit my website, Jennifer Slattery Lives Out Loud, to learn more about my speaking topics and how to book me for your next event. Years ago, when our family learned of a troubled teenager in desperate need of a home, I felt an immediate tug on my heart, but I wrestled with intense fears of inadequacy. I knew enough about childhood trauma to understand that this would be far from an easy assignment. And while I wanted to love this youth well, I was quite aware of my selfishness and all of my sinful tendencies. And I feared I would respond poorly to this teenager and would only wound him further. We've opened our home to other youth from similar backgrounds over the years, and I still worry about my responses. And I may be even more aware of my weaknesses than I was all those years ago. But according to Scripture, I am also amply supplied with supernatural strength. And I am learning day by day to live in that power. Paul, the first century church planter who wrote the letter from which today's verse comes, began with an assurance. Everyone who has trusted in Christ for salvation has received, quote, every spiritual blessing possible because of who we are in Christ and to Christ. And then he lists several of those blessings. We're chosen, loved, adopted as God's children. We're promised a glorious inheritance that will never tarnish and no one can take away. And then after listing all of these beautiful soul-fortifying gifts, Paul wrote that he prayed God's children would understand, that they would recognize and comprehend the power they possessed because of their supernatural union with God the Son. Maybe because he understood how much of their victory depended on this understanding. You see, the more we understand the power available to us infused within us, the more consistently we'll operate from that power. Our spiritual enemy, the devil, he wants us to feel weak, defenseless, like we're victims, so that we'll cower in fear. But he's a liar. And he is a defeated foe. As Scripture states, greater is he, and that's God the Holy Spirit, who is in us, than he, Satan, who is in the world. And notice how Paul described the power we possess. He wrote that he wanted us to understand its incredible, surpassing greatness. Sort of like if you enter a ball throwing contest and know you only need to reach 20 feet to win, yet you throw that ball a good 300 feet. That's incredible. That is surpassing greatness. It's not just great. It's not just incredible. It's incredible, surpassing greatness. And this reminds me of Paul's phrasing in Romans 8 when he clearly proclaimed our victory in Christ. In verses 31 to 34, we read, quote, "What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." More than conquerors, supplied with exceedingly great power, well beyond anything you or I could ever muster within ourselves. In fact, self-reliance will only distance us from our power source, God, a power so great it formed the universe through a mere command. It stilled a fiercely raging storm. It cast out demons. It multiplied bread and fish. And as today's verses state, brought life to a corpse that had been left in a tomb for 3 days. Therefore, death has no sting. And you and I have no cause for fear, regardless of what we encounter or face, because we belong to, we are loved, called, held, and empowered by the Lord of all creation, the God who was, who is, and who always will be more than enough for our every need. The God who himself dwells within us to lead, to guide, to strengthen, and empower us. The more we live in that power, the more we depend on him, the greater his power is unleashed within us. Let's pray. Holy Father, Scripture tells us we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, and we have resurrection power within us. We are not defenseless. We are not weak. We are not helpless. We are called. We are chosen. We are seen. We are led. We are loved. We are amply supplied, and we are surpassingly empowered. It's like we're throwing a ball, Lord, and you give us the strength to throw it well beyond the confines of the field. You are just so good and so loving and so faithful. And thank you for bringing these reminders to us, for reminding us who we are in you, who we are to you, so that we can live in the victory that your Son, our Savior, has already secured. Because the more we understand the power available to us through our faith in Jesus Christ, the more we will learn to live in that power. When we feel weak, when we feel afraid, when we feel defeated or discouraged, may we turn to you. May we rest in you. And may we remind ourselves again and again and again of what we know to be true. Greater is he who is in us than he who comes against us, than anything actually that would ever come against us, because every victory Christ has already won. We love you and we praise you, and it is in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.